We tried to identify the largest number of users of services in Kenton County to spread the cost of an operation of 911 dispatch as evenly across the board as we could. And so we identified the electric utility bill as the fairest way to put that fee at $6 per month. We have two providers in the county, Duke Energy and Owen Electric. Both of them would have to provide put this fee on their bills for the residents of Kenton County, and then it would have to, in turn, forward that to us.
Why is it necessary to change the way that you do the surcharge? Traditionally, it's been tacked onto the landline phone bill. Is that correct?
At one point in time, landlines was able to fully fund the operations of 911 dispatch, but we're losing 3-4% of landlines annually. And as those numbers decline, obviously the revenue declines with that. Half the residents in Kenton County pay $4.25 per month on a landline. But if we were to make the landlines pay for the full operation today, it would be $7.35 per month, and that would increase 3-4% annually from here on out. With less people using landlines, obviously we're making the few using the landlines carry the full burden of the cost of 911 dispatch.
How much does it cost to operate a 911 dispatch?
Well, right now we have three dispatch centers in Kenton County, and it costs $4.8 million annually to run a dispatch, the three combined. If we can reduce these three dispatch centers down to one, we can reduce that cost down to about $4.1 million annually.
In Lincoln County, they are proposing to tack that surcharge onto the water bill instead of the energy bill.
Mm-hmm.
Has Kenton County considered anything like that?
We have considered about 12 different other options of funding, including our sanitation bills and our water bills, ad valorem tax. In Kenton County, we have a large number of people that do not have public water, and thus, if they don't have public water, they're not going to be paying into the 911 dispatch fee. And, they don't have water, they don't have sewers.
How do you plan to implement this new surcharge if Duke Energy isn't completely on board right now?
Well, according to our county attorney, I'm relying on his advice, that we have the authority to have the utility companies collect this fee as we have phone companies today collecting that fee. Duke Energy has indicated they will likely challenge us in court, and that's fine. That's their prerogative to do so. But, we have to do what we think is in the best interest of the public or the residents of Kenton County.
Blair Schrader of Duke Energy explained the utility company's stance on the issue.
Duke Energy recognizes that 911 dispatch centers across our region are experiencing significant financial challenges. Now, where we take issue is the fact that the fiscal court believes that it's appropriate for a government entity to tell a private business has to, A, charge their customers basically a tax, and then also require Duke Energy or Owen Electric that they have to also collect. And that's really where we take a great deal of umbrage, and quite frankly, we don't believe the Kent County Fiscal Court has the legal authority to mandate that.
A second reading of the new ordinance will be held on July 24th. For WNKU, I'm Sarah Nickum.